This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a final rule, the EPA will require the removal of all U.S. lead pipes in a decade. The Biden administration has finalized the landmark rule that will require water utilities to replace virtually every lead pipe in the country within 10 years, tackling a major threat that is particularly dangerous to infants and children. The goal is a centerpiece of the White House's plan to address racial disparities and environmental concerns in the wake of water contamination crises in recent years, including in Newark, New Jersey, and in Flint, Michigan. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan said, "We've known for decades that lead exposure has serious long-term impacts for children's health, and yet millions of lead service lines are still delivering drinking water to homes. Lead poisoning can cause irreversible damage to the nervous system and the brain and poses a specific risk to infants and children. Service lines that bring water into homes are thought to be a major source of lead exposure." The rule imposes the strictest limits on lead in drinking water since federal standards were first set decades ago. The 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law provided $50 billion to support upgrades to the nation's drinking water and wastewater infrastructure, including $15 billion over 5 years dedicated to lead service line replacement. Early next year, Mount Everest will undergo a spring cleaning of sorts as heavy lifter drones start clearing garbage off of the mountain's snowy slopes, reducing the danger involved when humans undertake the task. At over 29,000 feet high, Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world above sea level. The mountain draws visitors far and wide to ascend its heights, and they leave a considerable footprint and mess. A rule requires all visitors to make a $4,000 garbage deposit that's only refunded if the individual returns to base with at least 17.6 pounds of trash. But local Sherpa guides are generally responsible for carrying most supplies and for clearing waste off the natural wonder. To do so, they must cross the Khumbu Icefall, one of Everest's most treacherous features. Now, Nepali officials are turning to a Chinese drone manufacturer to lessen the danger. In March 2025, they will begin employing advanced drone technology to fly into high-altitude zones and remove waste from what has been called the world's highest garbage dump. The drones will be heavy lifter drones designed to grab and carry garbage like oxygen tanks, water and food containers, gas tanks, camp stoves, ropes, tents, climbing gear, and the like off of Mount Everest, garbage left by mountaineers on their ascents of the mountain. A Montana man's Yellowstone National Park photo is being displayed in London's Museum of Natural History. Larry Taylor is a biology professor at Helena College, and when he's not teaching, he's out photographing nature. Taylor says, "It is rare as a photographer to know you got something that is once in a lifetime, but I knew as soon as I took that photograph." Out of nearly 60,000 applicants, Taylor's photo of a white ermine scaling a crack in a cliff in Yellowstone National Park won one of only 100 awards for photographs for the Wildlife Photographer of the Year, one of the most prestigious awards in nature photography. Taylor's award-winning photograph is currently on display at the Natural History Museum of London and will travel with the exhibition to 30 other museums. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.